Using Snap to Geometry with the Freeform feature in SolidWorks? In the video tutorial below, we'll take another look at SolidWorks Freeform feature and how the Snap to Geometry option can be used when creating complex designs. Let's review some of the actions shown in the tutorial video above. In a Feature Manager design tree, moving the rollback bar above a feature or features will allow users to isolate where exactly in the design process they would like to activate the Freeform feature. After necessary changes are made, the rollback bar can be moved back to its original or any other desired position. In the video, the Direction 1 Symmetry and Direction 2 Symmetry options were unavailable after activating Freeform and selecting the desired face. However, the face's edges could be changed to movable using the drop-down menus originating from each edge. Default points and tangent arrows will appear for movable edges. Hold the control button while selecting arrows and points to move an entire edge when dragging a single point. The Snap to Geometry option can be found within the Property Manager. Select this and then drag the necessary point to where it's needed. This new edge will also need adjusting, and tangent arrows can be dragged to the required endpoint. Be aware, sketch relations will not be applied to points. Any gaps created from adjusting faces will be filled by the Freeform feature. To find more tutorial videos like the ones shown above, visit myagity.com. About the author, Edwin Alan Gavidia, IT has a mechanical engineering degree from the University of Colorado and is a SolidWorks subject matter expert and technical writer for iGetIT with 8-plus years of experience. In his free time, he enjoys fixing iPhones, laptops, building computers, and fixing anything that comes his way.